Time flies is an expression we hear all the time. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. You know, it's true. Often when people talk about their jobs, they'll say, "This is not what I wanted to do with my life, but I took this job and in the blink of an eye, I was at that company for 10 years. And with another blink, it was 20. And the next thing I knew, they were giving me a gold watch at retirement." It's sad that they never got to do the things they really wanted to do, the job they dreamed of as a kid. Time just passed them by so quickly. Nicholas Sparks said, "In the blink of an eye, something happens by chance when you least expect it and sets your course that you never planned into a future you never imagined." So much of life happens in the blink of an eye. In the blink of an eye, we fall in love. One minute, your heart is your own, and in the blink of an eye, it belongs to someone else. In the blink of an eye, a baby is born, and our hearts and lives as parents are changed forever. In the blink of an eye, we get the diagnosis that we have cancer, and our life is immediately altered, and our future is uncertain. We fight with a loved one, a parent, a spouse, or adult child. And in the blink of an eye, a traffic accident takes them from us, and we never get the opportunity to say we're sorry. Life changes so quickly. Within the context of eternity, our time on earth is just a blink of God's eye. What can we do to savor our time and to squeeze every second out of the time we have? First, we must live in the moment. Joy and happiness are in the now, and we must slow down to appreciate it. We spend so much time in planning for tomorrow that we miss the joy of today. Next, we need to let go of the past. We miss the joy of today if our minds are in the past. Third, we need to practice gratitude. We need to appreciate the things we have and resist the gotta-haves we are bombarded with every single day. And finally, we must never pass up an opportunity to say, "I love you," or "I'm sorry." You may never get another chance to do so. For some, these are hard words to say, but in saying them often, we can live without regrets. Remember, life happens in the blink of an eye. Enjoy today. Tomorrow will come soon enough. I admit it, I'm a hugger. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Maybe it's because I'm Italian, or maybe because I came from a family of huggers, or perhaps it's because hugging just makes me feel good. I'm an equal opportunity hugger. I hug old people and kids, women and men, dogs and cats, family, friends, and even my enemies. I always have and probably always will. And there's lots of scientific evidence that hugging may have a therapeutic value. Hugging boosts oxytocin levels, helps relieve loneliness and isolation. It increases happiness by increasing serotonin levels and strengthens our immune system. Hugs makes us feel important, wanted, and loved. Who can resist the hugs of a child or grandchild bringing themselves into your arms? There are many references in the Bible about greeting others with a holy kiss or hug. And Jesus was a hugger too, especially with children, as in Matthew's Gospel. A hug is more powerful than 1,000 words. This is especially true when words are hard to come by, like when a loved one receives bad health news, or in consoling a friend at a funeral. Did you ever have the feeling that God was hugging you? It happens in a fleeting moment when our thoughts turn to Him, and we realize that God is with us to comfort us, to bring joy to our lives, and to give us His assurance that things will be all right. God hugs are what some folks call them. A rainbow on your wedding day. A certain song that comes on the radio at a special moment. Something we hear, see, or read provides little hugs from God. It can be a phone call from a friend that we haven't seen in years, or a note, or a card, or letter from someone letting you know that they care. Virginia Satter said, "We need 4 hugs a day for survival, we need 8 hugs a day for maintenance, and we need 12 hugs a day for growth." It's time to get busy. Let's not let another day go by without getting our daily hugs. If you grew up in a family that didn't hug, it might be difficult at first, but you'll get better with practice. People tell me all the time that I'm a good hugger. I should be. I've had a lifetime of practice. Have you got your hugs today? You know, there's value in a good hug. This is Tony Agnese. And those are a couple of podcasts from TonyAgnese.com, my website. If you enjoyed them, there are plenty more to listen to. Just go to TonyAgnese.com and click on the podcast tab. Well, that's our show for today. Our thanks to Dr. Marcelino D'Ambrosia, author of the book 40 Days and 40 Ways. It's available on Servant Books and at your local Catholic bookstore. Or you can check out his website at DrItaly.com. And thanks to Philip Keller from Blind Faith Live for his interesting conversation about healing. That's BlindFaithLive.com. So don't forget to join me when you go to TonyAgnese.com. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and others. And you could subscribe to my blog, my podcast, or the shows available on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. That's our show for today. We look forward to seeing you again next week, right here on Finding God's Grace. Have a great week. God bless you. Happy Lent.
You've been listening to Finding God's Grace with Catholic storyteller, author, and broadcaster Tony Agnese. For more information on the program, go to findinggodsgrace.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to Tony's Monday morning inspirational blog message and his Thursday podcast, and follow Tony on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+ for more information. Join us again next time for Finding God's Grace.